I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today's U.S. presidential election will affect religious freedom, says Dr. Tom Farr. He heads up the Religious Freedom Project at Georgetown University. He served under both the Clinton and Bush administrations in the Religious Freedom Office. He says the Obama administration has undermined religious freedom in several instances, including one case involving a Lutheran pastor.
The Obama administration took officially the position that the First Amendment did not protect churches from deciding who their ministers ought to be. That is a shot across the bow, as far as I'm concerned, for religious freedom.
Next, Egypt's church is at a crossroads. Over the weekend, a new Coptic pope was chosen. However, Pope-designate Bishop Tuadros has already indicated he's not going in the same political direction as his predecessor. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
there are some who think this is a religious figure, it's a religious authority, they should stay completely separate from the affairs of state. However, there are others who say this man is the representative of Egyptian Christians. If he doesn't speak out about persecution, if he doesn't speak out about religious freedom, who will?
It's a difficult transition. Pressure's been increasing against Christians since the revolution. And how can you get a single backpack to give hope to a remote people group? By supplying them with a gospel. The Jesus Film Project has put together a backpack with a video projector, a collapsible screen, DVD player, sound system, and battery, as well as solar chargers. It allows one person to bring the hope of Jesus to a village, no matter the terrain. Pray this powerful tool can reach the unreached with the good news of Jesus. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You want to stand with the persecuted church and help Mission Network News at the same time? Get your One With Them wristbands with your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the One With Them link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.